American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts will be tucked in, belts will be on. And if we're coming inside, we're going to be wearing our shoe booties. I got a panel of experts in here. We're kind of flying a missing man formation today.
Yeah, but
it's all right.
It is, yeah.
So I got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, who just lost in a race to the station with me.
I did.
Stoplights. I pulled the old shake and bake on him. The light turned red, and I come from the generation that means go faster.
Right. That's right.
But that was good. Awesome. That was a cheap shot that I used to peel you off of me, but it worked.
It worked.
So how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man.
That's good. You ready to go?
Beautiful. I'm ready to go, man.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And we're talking appropriately about spring pests.
Spring pests. Yeah.
They're starting to show up. Yeah, so that'll be good stuff. We're going to be talking about that. Some of you are probably already seeing them around your home or your business.
Yeah.
And we got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. He's in the house today. Jim, were you listening earlier this morning? Because Justin and I were talking about you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we said we said a lot of nice things. You'll have to find the podcast.
Yep.
Mark, I can't believe you told the truth.
I gotta be honestly, I was bragging about you.
That's the truth.
I was telling everybody, to do these shows on Saturday morning live like this, we all have to get up early. I mean, a lot of folks are maybe still sitting in their pajamas drinking coffee, listening, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But we gotta get up, get dressed, go. You gotta get early enough to prep for the show and all that stuff. And I was just acknowledging the fact that you come from Fort Gibson to do that.
Yeah, I got up about 5 to make it here at 8.
You were right.
I told you.
You were right.
I knew it. So I was just saying that you're a tough old codger.
I'm so wide awake right now, I am leaping tall buildings with a single bound.
Well, that's a good place to be. I want whatever's in his coffee.
Right? Do I have to wake up at 5 a.m.?
You won't even be able to sleep past 5 a.m. it's so funny. I forgot, because it's been a while since I've been with you, Jim. I forgot that you showed me your new truck.
Yeah, how you like it?
I like your truck, but Justin had to remind me because we rolled up and there is a pontoon.
Yeah,
hooked to another truck sitting out in the parking lot, and like I said, that's like probably Jim.
Yeah. No, it's like his old truck.
It wasn't me.
No, it's not you.
That's Tom Sewell. See, that was.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
So, no boat. So, what do you have? What do you have to talk about today?
Just work. I guarantee it.
Just work.
No, we've got a lot of people don't realize it that I also handle aluminum windows.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're the colors coming bronze and brown and white. And I had a church down in Salisaw that's going up, a new church down there. Bradford. They used to be on the show was doing the framing in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. And, he called me up to to give him a quote on the windows. And so we're going back down there with aluminum windows in bronze, and they wanted the prairie grids, continuous prairie grids. Have you seen those?
No.
That's the outside edge has the grid all the way around it. They really do look good.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, those windows all have Louis and Argon, the same stuff that you get in a vinyl window.
Okay.
And, you know, we give free quotes, whether they are aluminum or vinyl, just about anywhere. And a lot of the time, the people won't call me because, you know, they think they can get a better deal from the big box store.
Right.
My overhead is me. In other words, there is no extra cost for a VP of whatever, okay?
Okay.
It's
okay.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't beat
me. It's Jimmy.
they don't beat me, I guarantee it. But anyway, you know, I had a guy one time tell me about getting bids for lumber at these small lumber yards across the state. And
sure,
they will bring the load to him. And I told him, I said, well, oftentimes whenever you're getting a bid from a lumber yard, they include the windows and the doors and all that in a package. And it's a good deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a good deal for you. You ought
sure
to check and know what your costs are. And that's why I tell them, hey, call Jimmy. I'll tell you. You can send me your plans. I'll come over there and measure them. I'll guarantee they'll fit. If they don't, I'll buy them.
Right.
And so there's some advantages there.
You know, I haven't ever personally built a home for myself.
Right.
You know, obviously we're involved a lot in maintenance and upkeep and new construction.
Mm-hmm.
But what an observation that I've made is that it seems like on the front side, a lot of times folks underappreciate the value that the windows bring to a project.
No doubt. Yeah.
And they're not thinking about the fact that whatever window they go with, they're going to be seeing for 30 years.
Or 3 years when they have to replace it.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
Yes, it's true.
Well, I've seen that on a $350,000 new home where the builder, I heard him tell the customer, these are good windows, you will have no trouble. They were a piece of junk. They were junk.
Yeah.
And you got to check this out, folks. Take some time.
So is that an aluminum window? Is it stamped or something? How is that different?
Well, vinyl windows are the most common you'll find out there today, okay?
Yeah.
And they've also got fiberglass, and they've also got aluminum.
Yeah.
But if you buy an aluminum window without a thermocouple, that's a piece of vinyl that separates the inside frame from the outside.
Yeah.
You'll be sorry, because it'll transfer through that like going through gold.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The heat and the cold. So you're way better off to know what you're doing when you buy.
I've actually seen houses where the air conditioning is cranked down and it's hot outside, and you can see condensation on the frame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, inside the house, you can see droplets on the frame because of the temperature. Mm. No different than having a cold can of pop sitting on the counter.
I'll show you one. You know the ones that have the gas stoves inside the house?
Yes.
And gas makes
humidity.
Moisture, humidity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had a guy call me up one time. He said, Jimmy, your windows are making water. You know, we just changed out his windows. And I said, I'll be right there. So I went over there immediately. I walked in the house and my glasses fogged over, couldn't see nothing. He had towels in the windows to sop up the water, big towels.
Right.
And I told him, I said, you've got a gas stove over there. You get rid of it and go back with central heat and air, and you won't have a problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
He called me back about, I don't know, a couple of months later, and he said, you're right. No moisture. I said, hey.
There you
anytime
go.
Anytime you've got an open gas stove, you've got a problem with moisture.
Yeah, because that's true. I mean, the gas does carry a certain amount of moisture, and so that it will literally humidify the home, especially if you've got, like Jim said, you've got the gas stove, gas oven, or one of those ventless fireplaces.
Yeah.
Are those two? I hadn't thought about that.
Those will introduce a lot of moisture into the home, which isn't necessarily always a bad thing, but it is important probably to be aware of. Jim, you know, before I know I'm coming up on a break here, before we go into the break, you carry your competitors' windows with you, and you'll travel just about anywhere, right, to look at the product?
I've got so many of them now. I've got 13 different windows, okay? So I try not to carry all of them because there's not enough room.
Yeah.
But I will if they tell me, well, you know, we're talking to so-and-so, we're talking to so-and-so. Hey, I'll bring that window with me.
I'll bring it with me so that you can see it side by side with what I'm telling you to go with.
Or you can come to my showroom and see it now. Not a problem either.
All right. I love it. And so if folks want to talk to you about a project they have going on, Jim, how they get a hold of you?
Call me at 918-232-3631.
That's sometimers kicking in.
Oh, yeah. Brain freeze.
All right. Thank you, Jim. That's Jim Evans with Energy Tech. We got to take a quick break. We've got lots more to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. That was one of those, what do they call that? I don't know what they call that. It's got to be a radio term for it. There's just something, it's just not going to work. So we usually get some music, but that's okay. Hey, it's all good. It's we got a lot of mo. Yeah. So by the way, I've got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. I've got Jim Evans with Energy Tech in the house today. Just a quick shout out to Brian Underwood. He is a field supervisor for us. HVAC, he was scheduled to be on the show this morning and is unable to make it. His grandfather passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, he's our condolences go out to him and his family.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we normally would have them in here, but I told them that I got them covered because I love talking about the Platinum Air Package that we have. It's one of those things where, and I'm loving it because I'm encouraged and I'm emboldened as I see the HVAC commercials out there. I've seen them change.
Yeah, right.
I've seen their verbiage change.
Right.
And they're doing everything and saying everything to try to sound as close to our program as they possibly can. but the reality is they're not the same. Mm-hmm. And look, I mean, it's potato, potato, whatever, it's whatever you prefer. Mm-hmm. But make no mistake about it. Our plan is all inclusive. It's the only one that's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. And where we lose everybody, everybody can go. Basically, and I don't really know anybody else that's cleaning air ducts as part of their maintenance plan. But you know what? I'm just going to skip that one for just a second and say, but that's not where I think we lose everybody. Where we lose everybody is that if you're on the Platinum Air Package with Mullen and you have an HVAC problem, we come fix it. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the work day, in the middle of the work week, or if it's Christmas morning. We come and there's no bill. Mm-hmm. You might see, they might write out how much it would be.
Yeah.
And then they see, oh, you're a Platinum customer. And then they just circle that, put a mark through it, and put Platinum, and it gets zeroed out. And folks literally save hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars. Yeah. And there's no catch and there's no gimmicks. There's no smoke and mirrors with this. Now, every 2 years while you're on the plan, we come and clean the air ducts. And we threw that in because not enough people get their air ducts cleaned, and you can go online. I mean, these are facts and statistics that are available to the public via Google.
Yeah.
You know, look at the EPA reports of what they say about indoor air quality.
Air quality, yeah.
And find out what they say. We're just trying to give back to the community that's given so much to us as well. Yeah. And it's a beautiful way, you know, Justin and I were talking about it off the air. It's a way for us to put our best foot forward and show the character and integrity of Mullen.
Absolutely.
And is it a value? Of course it is. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the way this is supposed to work. I call it break-even marketing. And I got to tell you, I'm looking to blow your mind. Yeah. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Yeah. I am looking to blow you away with what you get for what you pay, so that you're so impressed that you'd have to be crazy not to use us. And that's what I'm looking to do. So,
well, we were also saying off air, consumer satisfaction, man. You
know, yes.
That's what it's huge. Based on, man.
I'm thinking what I'm doing, I'm rolling the dice, and I'm saying that that my show, my first step of show of loyalty and caring about you, your home, and your family is going to warrant more consumer loyalty.
Yes.
Than me making a bunch of TV commercials with me on the TV talking about it all the time.
Yep.
I'd just rather say, you know what? Let me come show you.
Yeah. As consumers are loyal, as we know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm like that. I'm that guy. Yeah. I will drive across town.
Yeah.
To go have my chili cheese wrap at PJ's sandwich shop over here at 31st and Yale. One of my favorite little sandwich shops is now. I'll pass 100 other sandwich shops.
Yeah.
But I'm just loyal like that.
Yeah.
You know, or a bank or what have you. So it's a big deal. We had a caller earlier and I waited way too long and they hung up and I apologize about that. So I wanna stop right here and answer this caller, and this is Mike, if we can go to him. Hey, good morning, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, my mom has an old house, and it's got mold and mildew, and we don't know how bad it is, but she got a new roof, and, you know, it's just, I think it's poison.
Uh-huh.
And she's concerned if somebody, how bad it is, they might condemn her house. Is that a possibility?
Oh, wow. Do you deal with that sort of stuff, Justin, the mold and the mildew?
You know, we will definitely inspect and stuff like that. There are products out there for it. And you know, if you give us a call, we'll come out and inspect. It depends on what type it is. We would want to identify it. You
right.
Know,
well, I guess I'm asking everybody. Huh?
There's several variations, you know.
I guess I'm asking everybody, though. Have you ever seen a house condemned for mold and mildew?
It can happen.
It can happen. I know the black mold is, if it's severe and it's to the point where, you know, they would have to completely rip out everything in the home to fix it.
Yeah.
You could probably find yourself in a situation of a property getting condemned.
People can die of that stuff, you know, let's be honest.
Mike, we're getting
sell it.
I'm up against a hard stop, and I apologize for that, but they're telling me I got to go to the break. But
okay,
keep listening. We might talk more about it, okay?
Right on.
All right, thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Maybe we'll try to elaborate on that a little bit when we come back. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Not only did Mark get the system fixed, but he just popped up my favorite intro song. My man is on his game. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. I've got my guests in here this morning. I've got Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I've got Justin Buckmaster with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. If you want to give us a call this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. Or you can text us at 95920, and we'll do the best we can to get to you. We had someone call in, want you to repeat your number one more time, Jim. You want to throw it out one more time?
918-232-3631.
3631. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
It kind of rolls off the tongue there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wanted to say something. We were kind of talking about this thing with Mike. You know, we kind of cut him off, you know, but he's talking about his mom's house with the mold and the mildew, and he's concerned about it being condemned.
Yeah.
All I wanted to say, but we were up against a hard break, is that, you know, two things. One, I would recommend getting Justin's folks out there. These guys are going to be able to identify what type of mold and mildew you have. Yeah. The second thing I would say is that, you know, usually when you have that sort of thing forming, it's a result of excessive moisture or poor airflow, or both. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of things that you can throw at it. I mean, there's air scrubbers, and there's antifungal and antimicrobial products that you can fog the home with. But the reality is, Mike, is that if what really needs to happen is, one, we need to figure out what type of mold or mildew it is.
Yes.
And then we need to identify the cause.
Yep.
Then we can begin to win the battle.
He mentioned a roof, you know, and stuff. So, you know, something's going on there, maybe. You and I both know it's moisture.
Yeah.
And airflow. So.
Yep.
I don't know.
But, you know, to me, that's what I would say is let's get in the mom's house. Let's figure out what's causing this first. And hands down, it's definitely not a good environment for her.
Yeah.
Because the spores do go airborne, and that can cause problems. So, anyway, just wanted to say that. That leads right in. That's like a segue for you, Justin, because you guys are getting busy because aside from the mold and the mildew, we got ants and wasps and all kinds of other things coming alive.
That's right. You know, and spores floating in the air, you know, fungus and disease and stuff. It's happening outside too, you know, believe it or not. And so we're battling that right now. Ant problems and all kinds of stuff. You know, we're trying to prevent, we're doing pecan orchard treatments, fruit, nut bearing trees, you know, to prevent worms and weevils and, things that you don't think about all the time,
right? Until you come across one,
until you come across it, and then and it's like, why don't I have my harvest or whatever, you know?
But
it's the time of year to do it now, so you do have that harvest, you know, or whatever, or just keep the bugs out of the home.
Yeah, you know? get on the front side of it.
Burner, man.
We were joking off the air with one another. I was telling Justin, you know, that Mother Nature's is taking care of our office and my personal home for years.
Yeah.
And I was joking with him saying that it's like a little Snow White cartoon or something. When I walk outside with my cup of coffee, I don't see any bugs.
Right, man.
The birds are singing. My grass doesn't have weeds in it. I mean, I don't understand what the problem is.
Just sit down and enjoy it, man. Yeah.
We've decided that there must be some kind of the insect in my house marked as a dead zone.
Yeah, exactly.
They just don't come to my place.
Yeah. And that's our goal. Yeah, they're out to survive. You know, they're just out to survive, and that's what we want to do. We just don't want them to survive around the house. You know.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, if our goal is to just keep them away the house.
Keep them away. Yeah. Jim, are you seeing any spring pests around your home? You live out on the lake.
Well, I was going to bring this up here in a minute, but it's called ladybugs. It's what they look like to me. I got 10 million of them, and I tried to kill them all out with an ice pick, and it didn't work.
And are they ladybugs, or is it an insect that just looks like ladybugs?
I don't know. Be honest with you. I just know I'm sick of them.
Okay. Well, we had a huge fall swarm of ladybugs last year, if some of you guys remember, especially out in the outskirts of town. And primarily it's because of our crepe myrtle scale. We have had bad crepe myrtle scale. We've had unanimous scale.
I had to battle that at my house, scale.
And so, believe it or not, ladybugs' main food source is scale, you know? So
I wish I'd have known that. I would have came to Jim's house and got a couple thousand of them and cut them loose on my crepe myrtle.
And that's, biologically, that's how, you know, I believe it was the 60s or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
They brought in the Asian lady beetle just for that reason. Yeah.
Just to kill the scale.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
And now it's just it's populated to where we see swarms of them now.
Wow. You know? Okay. We've got to go to the phone real quick because evidently we've got someone that wants to say something about ladybugs.
Nice.
Are they there? Hey, good morning, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So you got something to say about the ladybug thing?
Yeah, first of all, hey, I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday on my way to work. You guys have heard from me before, but...
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
They're not ladybugs. I think they're like a cousin to a ladybug. They're like this little Japanese... I don't know what they are, but... Anyways, they're orange. They got little black dots. They're swarming.
Wow.
Swarming a couple of our... I work at the home store in Muskogee.
Yeah.
And within the past 2 days, we have hordes of them. I mean, thousands in a couple of our homes.
Wow.
And okay.
One of the problems that we face is when we try to show the house, you know, of course, there's bugs in it, and that really unnerves people. The other problem is, how do we get rid of them without making the property smell for an extended period of time. Because if they go in and there's an odor, then that's really going to not help either.
Hey, Brian, can I let Justin answer you on the air? Because of our time schedule, keep listening to us because he's going to address your question right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, wonderful. And thanks for listening, brother. Have a safe weekend.
All right, bye.
Okay, so yep. That's cool. Regular listener. Yep. I'm hoping we can help solve it. You were, before he came on here, and I interrupted you, I apologize.
That's all right.
But you were saying it's an Asian beetle that was brought in to combat the scale, and so he's kind of right. It is.
And that's exactly what it is. I know that, we look at them, and they all look different.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, they can look different. So
okay.
But probably a Asian lady beetle. Asian lady beetle, and
you gotta slow down and get that. Not lady bug.
Don't say that
beetle.
Fast five times.
Yeah,
but you know that's what we're dealing with, and we're still dealing with from the fall.
Wow.
So in Brian's swarms of them.
Sounds like Brian might be a builder, so he's trying to. They build these homes, and they're trying to show them, and customers show up, and it's infested with these lady beetles.
Yeah,
and I get it because people are like, "Whoa, this house has bugs inside of it."
Yeah.
And he doesn't want it to smell like pesticide when they show up.
And that's
anything you can do about that?
That's what I was going with. You know, we do have low odor pesticides out there. And so you don't have to assume that, you know, a lot of people will assume that, you know, I just can't stand the smell.
I think it's because of the stuff you buy at the box store.
Yeah, technology's advanced so much in pesticides. There are low odor pesticides that work wonders, even for a one-time treatment. Just so you can show properties.
So you're able to help Brian out.
Absolutely.
If you guys come out and do a treatment, you can get those ladybugs out of there.
Yeah, we can put diffusers in it and different kinds of things to where it smells nice.
Okay.
So there's fragrances out there as well.
Okay,
so
to offset that.
Not an issue.
Yeah, I've done that and then went back with a sweeper.
Yeah.
Sucked them right up and they were gone. Yeah.
Now, smell. I've actually done that as well. Just have a little shop vac next to me, and I just start sucking them up.
I'll post some video of some ladybug swarms last fall that we had. We had a lady in Henrietta in last fall. They swarmed her pool, and she was just getting them out by buckets and stuff. So between last fall and this spring, it's an amazing video. But I'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll
I see a business opportunity. Everything I look at, I try to see where's the uptick on this. And I'm telling you, I would have paid money for somebody to bring a bucket of those ladybugs over to my Craig Myrtles to eat the scale.
Absolutely. And that's what they're attracted to right now. You know,
that's crazy.
With new construction, they're planting new trees, new ornamentals, new shrubs and bushes.
Right.
They're out there. They're looking for that scale. And I'm telling you, because of the past few years, they're foraging wildly right now.
I feel like we sort of hijacked your topic a little bit.
It's okay.
But, you know, it sounds like it touched a nerve because Jim's experiencing it. I've experienced the scale. Brian's calling. You know, he's trying to sell homes. He's got the swarm going on.
I don't blame him. You know, a good perimeter product out there, you know, keep them repelled. We might want to look into just a tree and shrub, a one-time tree and shrub app to keep them away also.
Right.
We're going to deal with them this spring and through summer. So just get ready, you know.
You know, it just ties into what we were talking about earlier before the show is that if they're already there, you've got an uphill battle.
Yeah.
It's about the proactivity.
Yeah.
Ahead of the time, just out of curiosity, I feel like this benefits me at my home, but for folks like Brian and his company and other builders out there, maybe if they started actually doing some sort of perimeter treatment on the home before a problem shows up, does that increase the success ratio?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Okay. You know, as soon as they get those things, the trees and ornamentals and shrubs planted, or whatnot, if there's older trees on site or whatever, the yard, the turf in, all that stuff, it's time to do an app then.
Yes.
You know, the pre-treatment for the home is not going to take things. Very specified there. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with it, you know, at some point. Or the homeowner's going to deal with it, and they're going to wonder why their shrubs are missing, you know.
Absolutely.
Diseased.
So I know here we are. We're up against another break. Man, these segments go by quick.
They do.
It's fun. It's fun when we're all interacting on a hot topic, and then you've got callers too. It makes it fun. But, you know, before we go into the break, Justin, I know you guys have an app and you've got multiple ways for folks to interact with you.
Yeah.
How do folks do all that?
Absolutely. By phone, 918-362-2000, mothernaturesinc.com, Android or Apple Store, download our app, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Send us a picture. Man, we
set
like
set up
having,
service calls,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, set up. Yeah, absolutely.
So making
give,
it easy.
Give us a call, fill out a form. Yeah.
All right, I love it. Thank you, Justin. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Got to take a quick break. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to the last segment of House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll try. It's going to be tough because this is a quick little segment. 918-460-5764. Or you can text us. That's a simpler way of doing it. 95920. This means that I am 8 minutes away from going to see my good friend Nancy over at Jimmy's Egg. One of the hardest,
ooh, yeah.
She is one of the hardest working women Missy and I know. Missy and I, we go to Jimmy's Egg to eat breakfast pretty regularly over in Broken Arrow, and Nancy's always there, but she runs more than one Jimmy's Egg.
Yeah.
She's a boss. She's a boss. But she's a hard working lady and good breakfast.
I love their skillets, man.
I do too. Mm. I just go in there, and actually I have my own little custom order I do in there.
Oh, cool.
You know, just eggs over medium, hash browns with a specific cheese.
Right.
Cool, and some onions. That's love where I'm going. I've got myself all worked up about it.
Sounding good.
Okay, speaking of worked up, you can tell we touched a nerve with the lady beetle thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people interacting on that right now. Yep. Justin just showed me a video of a skimmer basket of a swimming pool, and the lady is literally pulling the basket out, and it is full of thousands and thousands of these lady beetles.
Amazing,
crazy.
Amazing
yeah.
video.
So anyways, call Mother Nature's. They can take care of it. All right, have we got time? Is it Joan? We got time to go to Joan? Hey, good morning, Joan. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I sure enjoy the show. I listen all the time.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a I guess it's plumbing problem.
Okay.
Now, I do live in an older house, but I get a dripping faucet, and pretty soon it's not just a drip, it's a stream.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is wasting a lot of water. So I call the plumber, and the plumber comes, and they fiddle around and fix it, and of course the charges are high for a trip to come out.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially when about a month later the drip starts again, and the same thing repeats over and over. Hmm. And I wonder how I can get that fixed.
How old is the faucet?
I guess about 15 years old.
15 years old. Okay. Well, there's two different seats, and I'm going to just ask, was it us that came out there and fixed this drip?
No.
Okay. Because I was about to say, dadgummit. You know, there's in a lot of the faucets, especially the older ones, and depending on what type you have in there, a lot of times there's can be two different types of seats. There's a rubber renewable seat is what they call it, and it can be replaced. And that's probably what got swapped out that fixed the drip for a little while. But that rubber seat sits against a metal seat, if you will, that those two have to smoothly fit together to stop the water from flowing. And when the metal one has been worn down over time with a 15-year faucet, it's very likely that while that drip was happening, that water was carving through the metal part, the metal seat, and it carved a notch in it. And so what happens is when you replace the rubber one and you're sealing against it, it's chewing it up, and that's why it only fixes it for a little while, and then you get the leak again. You might actually be at a place where the money you would spend to fix that, you'd probably be ahead of the game to get a new faucet.
Happens a lot on exterior faucets.
A new
yes,
faucet.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
So that's what I should ask for, is a completely new faucet.
I would
need any
I think
so,
Joan.
Do I need
any
other technical terms with that?
No, ma'am. All you need to know is, do you know if you have a spray handle on it or any other attachments with it, how many holes are in your sink? That's something that you can go into the sink and take a picture of. Other than that, we can kind of help you. You can go pick your own, or we can go pick one up for you.
Well, I will give you ringy dingy and look into that, because, of course, yeah, right. it's not only annoying, but it's costing me in.
You're right.
Water wasted.
You're right, Joan. If you'll give us a call, we will take great care of you. We'll get that sucker fixed for you. Okay.
Well, that's great. If that's old and needs repairing, I can't fix myself at this problem, but I can sure fix that faucet, or you can. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great weekend, Joan.
You also. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, I got to tell you, that's the first time anyone's ever said they're going to give me a ringy-dingy.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I love is everybody in here, everybody in the room smiled when she said that. I love it when nice people.
That's a nice lady.
When we get to talk to folks, that's fun. Yeah, that makes it fun. Okay. I would expand on that, but, you know, he's telling me I've got 3 minutes, right? Is that what you're saying? 2 minutes. Oh. I was looking out of my peripheral, Mark. I saw a finger that wasn't there. I apologize. We got like 2 minutes to close out. So in doing so, I would like to start with you, Jim, or as we affectionately call him now, Jimmy. Jimmy, how do folks get a hold of you, brother? If they want to see, have you come out, show them the competitor windows, show them why what you've got's the best, and help advise them on their project. How do they reach out to you?
918-232-3631.
All right. And I've got Mr. Justin Buckmaster with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Multiple ways to get a hold of you guys, right, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely.
The app, I mean, you can set up service calls, send pictures.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Form on the website.
I have what they might call app envy right now. Because I don't have anything like that.
I'm telling you.
I think it's pretty cool. It's very nice.
It is nice. Send us a picture. That helps on the inspections and identification purposes. Send us a picture on the app. We've got coupons and specials on the app as well that you can redeem.
Very cool.
So download that app and give us a call if you have any questions, have any problems with it. 918-362-2000.
All right. Thank you, brother. Yeah. And, of course, as always, over at Mullen, we are a 24-hour service. When you need us, we're going to be there. Plumbing, HVAC, septic, electric, remodeling. We are your one-stop shop for your home and business repairs. 918-258-6636. Hope everybody has a great weekend. It's been House Talk on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.